You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's a program from our archives.
In the sport of fly fishing, you attract the fish with an artificial fly, designed usually to imitate the type of insect that would be hatching at a specific time of year. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. You can purchase artificial flies commercially, but the serious angler ties his own. And you might be surprised at some of the materials that are used.
Historically, trout flies are made from feathers and fur wound onto a steel hook.
Austin MacFrancis is the author of Land of Little Rivers, the story of Catskill fly fishing.
We now have many artificial materials that either are more visible or more durable, that float better, but still the old patterns are tied with the urine-stained belly fur from a red fox, the hackle off of the neck of a rooster. The wings are the barred feathers off the flank of a wood duck, and those historic flies are still very popular, quite in use, and even more, say, than the modern ones stir the soul of the angler.
From May through the middle of June is the height of the Catskill fly fishing season, and it follows the appearance of different species of insect larvae that hatch in the rivers.
And they occur in a rather rhythmic sequence. The Quill Gordons coming out early, then you got into the Hendricksons, the March Browns, then into the Green Drakes, which is the largest, sexiest of these flies. It's a giant morsel that the trout adore.
You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.